You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And Yemen's pro-Western president has escaped the country. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani spoke to a joint session of Congress this morning. He thanked the U.S. for development aid and says America's work to strengthen his country will be worth the investment.
Your support, your understanding, and your commitment to our country will not have been in vain. Afghanistan will be the graveyard of Al-Qaeda and their foreign terrorist associates.
Yesterday, President Obama held talks with Ghani and agreed to keep 9,800 U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan through the year. A former University of Oklahoma student caught on video leading a racist chant plans to meet with black civic leaders today to personally apologize. Levi Pettit asked to meet Senator Anastasia Pittman, an Oklahoma City Democrat, who leads the Oklahoma Legislative Black Caucus. He will also speak at a press conference at a Baptist church. Pettit's parents issued an apology on his behalf 2 weeks ago after the video was released. Orders to U.S. factories for long-lasting manufactured goods fell in February for the third time in the past 4 months, while a key investment category fell for a sixth month. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods dropped 1.4% in February, following a 2% increase in January. The weakness in February was widespread, with declines in demand for commercial aircraft, autos, and machinery. Economists are hoping that the expected strong domestic demand will be enough to offset weaknesses caused by a stronger dollar, which dampens export sales of U.S. companies. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved, because these legs never grew weak, because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. Sorry for the delay there if you were waiting for us to give you some information on two upcoming events that are really exciting, and they're going to be very educational. They're about cybersecurity, and one of them is being held this coming Monday, March 30th, at New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT, in Newark. And I want everybody to know out there, if you'd like to learn about these events, you can go to cybersecuritynj.com. They're both listed there. You could register for either one of the two on the site. I'm going to start again with a little detail about NJIT's event, since it is coming up this coming Monday. This cybersecurity event was put together mostly because of all of the drama and all of the terror that you've probably been hearing about every day, starting back with Sony in December, and then before that, actually, you know, with Home Depot and Target and all of those others, large prominent organizations that were hacked. And then this year, it's just been one after another. Anthem, all the banking, billions of dollars. And these are very sophisticated hackers. And we've been doing a series of interviews with people, if you've been following along. Hope you have. And even myself, I've learned so much. I can't believe what I did not know. And what I want to emphasize is that, you know, if you're a small business owner or a small business person who's listening today, you just don't, you know, you need to pay attention to how easy it is to get hacked. Okay. As an example, you know, I've said this a couple times, so if you bear with me, if you've heard it before, but when you go into anything, a restaurant or wherever, and you try to log in on Wi-Fi, sometimes you see those little unsecure bars, and oftentimes it's in a very respectable business, and it may just say something like XYZ, and you expect to see that administrative, internet access, lockdown, you know, so you don't think twice. And then you might see it unsecure, and it might look like they're offering this as a guest service. And then they may find another way to state that, where even guest comes in front of XYZ unsecured. And a lot of times people just don't think, and they log in to these unsecure places and they check their bank records, or they do whatever they want to do. And that is where so many different types of hackers can take advantage of you and your personal information. And in some cases, they can use that to get into your business login. And so just small things, you know, actually, I thought one of the most interesting contributions by one of our Small Business Development Center speakers, Dan Minoli, on Hunterdon Chamber Radio last week, he mentioned that a lot of times right now, you know, you might be in a position as a small business owner to start to think about hiring someone specifically to handle your social media. And what he was saying is that, you know, certainly social media is not going anywhere, but what it's doing is when you're opening up a position in your company and then you're bringing in someone who may be somewhat qualified for this, you are going to be setting them up on a computer that's set into your other systems. And basically, what he was suggesting is that when you're getting ready to add someone into your office staff, make sure you have a kiosk and a totally separate computer, preferably not even on location, to handle your social media. And then he cautioned about social media activity on like LinkedIn and so on, where you actually, you know, are divulging who you are, where you work, what your title is. And those are things to these expert hackers that lead to being able to find out what types of keywords you or passwords you would be creating just based on your activity. It's an art form. And when you hear about these records being hacked, Basically, there's some estimate that for all of the, you know, every resident of the United States actually has been hacked two times this year, with records. That's how many records have been hacked. So, you know, that's just incredible, and you need to be aware of it. And so we're just inviting you to listen and learn a little bit more. Again, this coming Monday on the 30th of March, you can go to cybersecuritynj.com and register for the event that's being held at NJIT in the atrium. Parking is free. Breakfast and lunch are included, and the cost is $45 to attend. And this is begins at 8:30 in the morning with registration and continental breakfast. 9:15 to 9:30 a.m., NJIT will welcome and do the opening remarks. From 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., Andrew Donofrio from MSA Security is going to be making a presentation. And then from 10:45 to 11:45, Edward Goodman from Identity Theft 911 is going to be speaking. And then throughout the lunch, there's going to be a panel discussion going on with experts on emerging risks for 2015. And then final remarks will be at 1 in the afternoon. And, you know, there's a lot more information to be learned than you could probably imagine. We just want to let you know again that if you want to register, there's still time to do that. And that, you know, parking's free, and you'll get all the information along with your ticket right there at the registration online area. If you want to learn more about the speakers, the facilitator of the moderator, I should say, about of the panel, it's all there at the site. Now, the second event is actually being hosted by the Small Business Development Center at the College of New Jersey on April 20th. And this one is open to the public, open to small business owners. It's specific for small business owners, as a matter of fact. And it's brought to you courtesy of a grant, because the state of New Jersey wants you to know, as a small business owner, how your risks are being are actually more and more every day for small business owners. They're the targets of the future of hacking. Especially, you know, if you think about it, if you're a small business owner and you take a credit card, it doesn't matter if you're a restaurant, you know, if you handle anyone's credit card or anything personal information wise, if you're a dentist office or a medical office, you have the ability to be in a position of harm, because there are risks that are also repercussions of handling that information. So there's considerations for cybersecurity insurance and everything else. I love both of these conferences because small business owners and leaders are invited to both. Again, they're open to the general public. So all you have to do is go and register online at cybersecuritynj.com. One is free, again, for Small Business Development Center on April 20th. And the other one's $45. Both include breakfast and lunch. And that the $45 one, again, up at NJIT. I want to tell you a little bit about the events that are going on the date of the 20th of April, because it's a little bit different for the small business owners. Registering and networking is going to be happening from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. At the College of New Jersey. And then the Small Business Development Center at the College of New Jersey will do the welcome and opening remarks from 9:30 to 9:45. And then the keynote address will be done between 9:45 and 10:30. And that's going to be mostly about cyber insurance again. So if you're a small business owner and you don't have cybersecurity insurance, you're going to find out a lot about what is it that you do need to have, how much should it cost. Do you have someone in your office that is actually a cybersecurity certified person? Because they have these certification programs now. So if you're going to go through the exercise of protecting your company, now they want to share with you some tips on where to find the qualified people, and to know that you're putting your money as little as possible and getting the maximum out of it where is necessary. So I just love these conferences. Again, Dan Minoli, he's the author of 60 books. Okay. He's actually one of those people that they consider such an expert that you'll find him in the court systems, you know, trying to make sure that everything is clarified as to what really is going on. He's an expert in many, many ways, mostly in cybersecurity, international security, and so on. And then Andrew Donofrio, again, from MSA Security, is going to be talking from 11:15 to 11:55. Lunch and networking again from 12 to 1, and then a panel discussion from 1 to 2, again with Tom Anisevich is going to be on there from Cisco. He's on both, as a matter of fact. He's a resident of Hunterdon County. And if you know him, he's a leader in many ways. And he's going to be talking about cybersecurity. And Cisco is one of the most prominent companies that have offerings in this space. And then 2 o'clock, that will end. So I just wanted to let you know about that. Thank you for listening in today. I'm going to actually let you all go a little early and go to the radio and the rewind for the day. But I wanted to just say thanks again for listening. Really appreciate it. And if you have any questions on these cyber events, just go to cybersecuritynj.com and you can find out how to contact us. And then you can also register again for both of them right there. And we welcome you to be involved. If you're interested in sponsoring and getting some advertising benefits out of it to the business owners, you will be able to see those sponsorship packages as well. Or just to come and visit with us and learn about cybersecurity and how to protect your business. So thanks again for listening in. I hope you have a great day.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
By the end of the week, asking for a disaster declaration for 10 Massachusetts counties. The request seeks 75% reimbursement to cities and towns for the cost of snow removal and other damage caused by the storms. A Pennsylvania state trooper has sued Pittsburgh police, saying they arrested him on false charges and used excessive force when he tried to calm down a rowdy groomsman following a brawl after his brother's wedding. 35-year-old trooper David Williams of Plum filed the lawsuit Tuesday in federal court in Pittsburgh. He claimed city officers falsely claimed he attacked and confronted them when, in fact, they pushed and punched him for no reason. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The Supreme Court has allowed Wisconsin's voter ID law to stand. The story from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear an appeal over Wisconsin's voter ID law, allowing it to take effect in the state. Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation told USA Radio News why this is such a big win for voter integrity.
It's a big win because Wisconsin, for a long time, as you know, has been known as a fairly liberal state. The opponents of voter ID just fought tooth and nail to try to stop this very common sense reform from going in place. And they had some initial successes, and so now, finally, those in favor of voting integrity have won, and the state's going to be able to implement this law.
Spakovsky said the law was blocked by a Democratic judge who said he didn't have to follow Supreme Court precedents. I'm Jason Wirt.
A Pennsylvania man who skipped out on jury duty 11 times in the last 2 years has been arrested inside a courthouse while attending a child custody hearing. Somerset County Judge D. Gregory Geary told 32-year-old Owen Faisenbacher III on Monday that he found it ironic that Faisenbacher could find his way to court for that, but not for jury duty. The Somerset Daily American reports that the judge said the Stoystown man could avoid a 7-day jail term if he pays a $500 fine. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 8:07, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. 25 degrees in Flemington, it's clear skies, calm winds. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. Partly cloudy skies this morning will give way to occasional showers during the afternoon. A high of 46, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Light rain this evening, then becoming foggy, low around 40. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 80%. And periods of rain tomorrow, thunder possible, a high of 66, wind south of 10 to Willow, 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. The rain continues, along with thunderstorms through Thursday night, getting us to Friday, with light rain in the morning, becoming partly cloudy and a high of 52. More clouds and sun on Saturday, a high of 39. Mainly sunny and 48 on Sunday, and sunshine and clouds mixed, 54 on Monday the 30th. Temperatures in our area right now, 31 in Reddington Township, 24 in the town of Clinton, 28 in Phillipsburg, 33 in Quakertown, 26 in Raritan, 25 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, and that would be in New Jersey. Sir Elton John. Man, I could have just picked anything from his catalog. It's an unbelievable amount of songs. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Elton. Who would have ever thought he would be so prolific over a 40-year career? I saw a masterclass of him presented to some university students a couple years ago. I really had no idea how gifted he was in terms of writing music, but it was demonstrated right then and there. He actually grabbed a book from a student out of the audience, turned a page, read through a paragraph, and wrote a song with the lyrics of as the transcription or the words of that book. Wrote a song right then and there. And he basically says if he can't write a song, obviously not all arranged and everything, but if he can't write a song within 20 minutes, he throws it away. I've tried to write songs, I've written a few. It doesn't take me 20 minutes to do anything. It takes me 20 minutes to get the paper out on the paper on the piano. Man, what a gift. It is 11 after 8. It's time for us to look at Hunter Chamber Radio traffic, find out what's going on our roads. All right, let's start off with a little bit of a persistent alert. We haven't had many of these recently. The Raritan Township Department of Public Works will be completing pothole repair on Barton Hollow Road between Old Croton Road and Oak Grove Road. The project is expected to be ongoing for the next 3 days, weather permitting, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2. Congestion on 22 eastbound in Pahatcon. Area of County Route 519, St. James Street, Uniontown Road in Pahatcon. Delays due to volume. Weather congestion. Expect delays eastbound roadways due to sun glare. Sunglasses and sun visors, please. And that has spilled over to 78 eastbound. Area of Exit 24, County Route 523, Oldwick Road. 78 is experiencing delays due to volume. That is Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber Radio Traffic. What is going on for the day for today on HuntChamberRadio.com? I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets yesterday and see what the investment plan is for today. At 8:40, I have Diane Lane, DNL Travel. Diane will be chatting with us about someplace exotic or some unique vacation spot. We'll find out from her around 8:40. At 9 o'clock, spring is here. And how about going and finding a nice new shiny bicycle? Or perhaps you need to get some bicycle repairs to get that bicycle up and ready to enjoy the spring weather that's coming our way. I'm going to have V5 Bicycles here, and we'll talk with them about their shop and all the different cycle technology. I got to admit, it's a whole different world for me now. The world of the general bicycle does not exist, and hopefully the proprietors of V5 will explain all the different choices that are out there. So we'll find out from them from 9 to 10. Modern Design with Richard Scuderi is on from 10 to 11, a radio show helping us getting inexpensive, realistic solutions to improve your home. He has guests on that feature all sorts of different ideas about how to do it. And he takes questions and call-ins. So if you have a question that's perplexing you about how to improve your space, commercial or home, Richard will be able to do that. It's Modern Design. Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic is on at 11 to 12. She's got kids, she teaches kids, and she loves kids, and she thinks that everybody, all the kids, are under severe pressure at younger ages, and it's up to us as parents, teachers, grandparents, influencers of children to be able to help them out and get them through their day, because you're dealing with much more savvy individuals. They're more technologically savvy, and it's a whole different world to try and raise kids that are conscious kids on 11 to 12. Ruth Altamura Roll is touching on gambling addictions today at noon. Ruth is a therapist right down the road here in Flemington. She has nearly 30 years of experience in a private practice, and she helps people with all sorts of coping skills, suggestions. But this week, because it's Gambling Awareness Month, Ruth is talking about gambling awareness. So if you know of somebody that is suffering from that type of an addiction, or any type of addiction, quite honestly, I'm sure some of the ideas that Ruth is going to bring to you apply. The Young Professional Power, Young Professionals of Hunterdon County is on from 1 to 2, and it's Jenna Lintenny from Assure Shred coming on, talking all about how to run a business as a 20-something and what it's like to run it as a 20-something. For those of you who are not 20-something entrepreneurs, they're part of your community now, and they think differently, and you think differently from them. So it's a way of understanding how to mesh that new generation of business owners into the business community. And for those that are all young professionals, you're all looking for new ideas to enhance your business, and Gina Lintenny brings all that to you on Young Professionals of Hunterdon County. Richard G. is celebrating movies with At the Movies from 2 to 3. Him and his guests talk about movie performances, celebrations, actors and actresses. Listen to that and give a call in. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly comes on from 3 to 5, and they celebrate and talk about various people that are making a name for themselves. Some of them are authors, public speakers, very interesting individuals that are up and coming. You get a firsthand look at who they are and what they're all about. And what is going on in real estate? It's on 5 to 6. Joe and Tony are here. They are Weichert Realtors in Clinton, and they talk anything and everything that has to do with real estate every Wednesday, 5 to 6. So we're in the throes of the real estate season. Listen to what they have to say. Get the latest information and ideas from Joe and Tony. What's going on in real estate? That is the entire HuntingtonChamberRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the website, the mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, which is Huntington Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break. Be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington and HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Bet you don't know what today is. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Waffles. Yeah, we like waffles. Do you like pancakes? Yeah, we like pancakes. Do you like French toast? Week of solidarity with people struggling against racism and discrimination. Consider Christianity Week, Tsunami Awareness Week, International Face Syndrome Awareness Week, PHACE, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner Week, National Cleaning Week, and Root Canal Awareness Week, National Youth Violence Prevention Week, and Meat Free Week for those that are vegan or vegetarians, National LGBT Health Awareness Week. And for today, well, I guess I gave it away. It's International Waffle Day today. It's also Pecan Day. Or Pecan Day, however you want to say it. International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic. International Day of Solidarity with Detained and Missing Staff Members. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. I guess the manatees feel slighted. National Day of Celebration of Greek and American Democracy. National Medal of Honor Day. Old New Year's Day. Tolkien Reading Day, and we already did Waffle Day. Old New Year's Day, I guess that's the Orthodox calendar. The old Greek Orthodox calendar had us 3 months late, or 3 months early, however you want to look at it, with regard to our celebration observances. For the week and the day, pick something and get involved. Time for a little vitamin C. Those of us who live in Hunterdon County are well aware of our publications that have provided us news for our current events. In fact, I use many of the articles that come from the Hunterdon County Democrat. But I, myself, was blown away to learn that the history of our lives, Hunterdon County Democrat turns 190. Renee Curlock Hill reports that the earliest version of the Hunterdon County Democrat arrived 190 years ago today, in 1825. That's the same year the Erie Canal was completed. Eli Whitney, inventor of the cotton gin, died that year. Steam-powered locomotives were in their infancy. Danish scientist Hans Oersted isolated aluminum. The Hunterdon County Democrat traces its lineage back to the Hunterdon Gazette and Farmer's Weekly Advertiser, first published on March 24, 1825 by Charles George. Delivery of the weekly Hunterdon Gazette cost subscribers $2 yearly, and ads not exceeding a square cost 50 cents, cash only, for a first insertion. George promised to summarize for readers the latest national and international news. Quote, the subjects of agriculture and domestic manufacturers now occupying so large a share of interest in almost every section of the country, together with the interesting topic of internal improvements generally, will receive that liberal attention which their growing importance so justly demands, unquote. His first front page covered, quote, internal improvements, unquote, essays on virtue and idleness. There was also an article on the murder of a former Trenton attorney by a highway robber in Kentucky. Ads called residents to attend the Flemington Vigilant Society for detecting thieves and robbers at the home of Charles Bonnell, Thomas J. Stout's blacksmith business located near Mr. Bonnell's hotel was advertised. Local news didn't appear in print until the next week and was about a topic that still interested readers greatly, the weather. The storm that week, the Gazette reported, was, quote, pretty tempestuous, accompanied by rain and hail, unquote. The 1800s were a time of expanding population and literacy rates, which in turn led to more newspapers, and Hunterdon was no exception. In 1838, the Hunterdon Democrat was established, with Josephus Shahn, a charter member of the New Jersey Editorial Association, as publisher. Several decades later, it emerged with the Hunterdon Gazette to become the Hunterdon County Democrat. In a 150th anniversary supplement printed in 1976, an article says that in 1922, three tiny weeklies struggled for the limited readership of Flemington area. While equally tiny and parochial, papers were printed in Clinton, Frenchtown, Lambertville, Highbridge, Milford, White House, and Glen Gardner. No one, it seemed, had thought it to cover the county news, not just disparate patches from the various villages under a single flag, until young Daniel Howard Moreau, in partnership with his uncle Alex, bought the Democrat from the estate of the previous owner, Anthony Kilgore. Moreau, in 1926, bought out the Democrat Advisor of Flemington, and in 1932, the Frenchtown Star, expanding it to become the Delaware Valley News. The Clinton Democrat was absorbed in 1936. The change in a countywide publication was, of course, enabled by industrial change. In the early 1800s, printing a newspaper required a lot of manual labor, and deliveries were made on foot or with horsepower. As steam engines progressed, distribution would be made using rail and then on expanding road systems. A press purchased by the Democrat in 1923 was the speediest hand-fed press manufactured, and printed 4,000 copies of a 16-page paper in 13 hours when the papers were folded. In 1930s, reporters from far and wide descended on Flemington for the trial of the century, in which Bruno Hauptmann was found guilty after kidnapping and the death of the firstborn son of world-famous aviator Charles Lindbergh and wife Anne Morrow Lindbergh. Their words and photos reached distant newsrooms by way of telephone, telegraph, and typed dispatches and film. Airplanes flew dispatches through Flemington to Newark. Then they were driven by car to newspaper offices in New York City. Then came the computer age. Today's print journalists can report from the scene of a breaking news, posting words and photos on digital news sites, and type in news available in readers globally and first online. But many still enjoy lingering over a neatly organized printed newspaper for the rest of a community's story. Advertising has also undergone a myriad of changes, from the days of the 50-cent square promoting of local blacksmith. Sales professionals today help customers reach readers online and in various printed ways. Descendants of D.H. Moreau owned and published the Hunterdon County through 2001, when it became part of Penn Jersey Advance, a unit of Advance Publications. 2014, the Hunterdon County Democrat for the first time went from printing weekly to twice weekly, adding the Sunday Democrat and further incorporating resources from a newspaper group that includes the Express Times, the Times of Trenton, and the Star Ledger, among others. 190 years through all of that, and still going strong. Good stuff. Vitamin C, and happy birthday today. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll do the news, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamber.com. Michelle Heide's up next. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. French authorities say a black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of a German Airbus that crashed in the Alps Tuesday. They say it's damaged but still contains information. Investigators, meanwhile, are resuming their search through the wreckage of Germanwings Flight 9525. All 150 of the people on board the plane are presumed dead. Police in San Jose, California, are on the hunt for a suspect who killed one of their own. Authorities say the officer was responding to a report of an armed man threatening to kill himself. When they arrived on the scene late Tuesday, they were met with gunfire and an officer was killed. A federal appeals court will hear an appeal of a judge's ruling against President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed Tuesday to hear the administration's appeal on April 17th. The president is appealing a U.S. district judge's order blocking the executive actions delaying deportation proceedings against millions of undocumented immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
.832, time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. .28 degrees in Flemington right now. And it's clear skies, calm winds. That's not going to stay that way, though. Partly cloudy this morning for the 25th. Increasing clouds with periods of showers this afternoon. A high of 46, chance of rain 60%. Rain giving way to foggy conditions overnight, a low near 40, wind southeast of 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%. Steady light rain in the morning tomorrow, showers continuing in the afternoon, thunder is possible, and a high of 66, chance of rain of 70%. On Friday, rain showers early, mostly cloudy conditions later in the day, 52. 39 and cloudy skies on Saturday, mainly sunny on 48 on Sunday, partly cloudy 54. Monday. 28 in Raritan, 28 in Ringo's, 31 in Tewksbury, 34 Franklin, 27 in the town of Clinton, 32 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio weather. Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates is on the phone with me from doing our investment update. Michelle, how's the throat? Is it okay from yesterday's show?
Yes, it is. I know. I finally back on the air, and I didn't lose my voice. That's good.
That's good. All right. Oh, I love kidding with you. I love kidding with you. All right. So how's it going? What happened yesterday?
I know that I turned the market a little bit green during the show, but then by the end of the day, you know, the market continued looking for some direction.
Yep.
There wasn't any particular issue other than I mentioned yesterday morning we have inflation showing signs of picking up, even though they're still, you know, at historical lows when we take a look at the big picture. But we had utilities sliding by about 1.2%, so they were probably the biggest dragger out there, but the Dow and the S&P were both down about 0.6%, NASDAQ down about 0.3%. The other headline was that Greece risks running out of money by April 20th, so they're now scrambling.
Guess they should have.
As Joe mentioned on the show, they're now going door to door, checking to see who has swimming pool staff.
Guess they
but I think that would be a good idea.
Guess they should have thought about that before they started pounding the feet in their. And saying, oh, no, we don't need your money. Huh.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then so far this morning we have, you know, European markets kind of a lackluster lead based on Asian markets, which closed somewhat mixed. We had some better than expected data out of Germany, but that wasn't enough to kind of lift things too much higher this morning. But the big news over here in the U.S., the big corporate news, is that private equity 3G Capital announced that they're buying, essentially, Kraft Foods and Heinz are going to merge.
Yeah.
So Kraft Foods is up about 33% in pre-market trading, so it will become the Kraft Heinz company. They will have 8 brands worth over $1 billion each and 5 brands worth between $500 million and $1 billion. So Warren Buffett is extremely happy since, if we recall, not too long ago, he put a lot of money into Heinz.
Uh-huh.
So that's the big news this morning. So anyone that owns Kraft shares is a happy camper eating their mac and cheese this morning. But
right.
As my children put it, they love putting ketchup on their macaroni and cheese. So it was a it made sense to combine the two companies.
So your kids already